Welcome to the UBS Advisor Experience. This is a podcast series with advisors who have recently joined UBS from across the industry. In candid conversations, they will each share their experiences about moving to UBS, what it was like for them, what it was like for their team, and their clients. You'll get to hear firsthand about the resources and support at UBS that can help take your business to the next level. I'm your host, Emily De La Reguera. Let's get started.
Welcome back to the Financial Advisor Recruiting Experience Podcast. I'm your host, Emily De La Reguera, and today I'm joined by Tonya Dillon. Tonya joined us from Wells Fargo in 2022. She's based in our Jericho, New York office. And Tonya, thanks so much for being with us today. I'm so excited to talk to you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Glad you are here. Just to start out, to take our audience back a little bit and give them a sense for you and your team, tell us a little bit about yourself and the structure of your team.
So I have been an advisor for almost 35 years, and I have been on bigger teams with past companies. Currently, I am a sole proprietor with my assistant, Caroline. We are trying to develop a bigger team, and then we're also hoping to maybe investigate, you know, acquiring a practice or joining a team. We're probably a couple of years away from that. So it's just myself and Caroline, and we do rely on support. Like recently, I've done a lot of FGAs. I love Sandrea Brooks. She supports me in that way. And so I feel like my team is Caroline and I, but there's a lot of resources here that we rely on to run our practice.
Yes, there are so many resources, and it's interesting. You're touching on it a little bit that you've got your core team and then all the resources that kind of make up the expanded team. And I will come back to that in a little bit later in the podcast. You're a little bit unique. You've been in the business for many years, but you've also been at several firms, right? You started at Smith Barney, you were at Morgan Stanley, you've been at Wells Fargo. And so you've seen a number of different firms and how they work. What really led you to consider UBS, and why did you choose, having been at several other firms, what made you choose UBS and what prompted you to think about leaving Wells Fargo?
Well, there were several things that I was trying to improve in my practice. And one of them was the financial planning aspect. The second one was better offerings for higher net worth individuals. And the third was social media. And so my decision really came down to one other firm and UBS. And I felt like UBS was going to be able to support me in those areas better than the other firms that I met with. I was happy at Wells Fargo. I think that the move here, though, has given me a little bit of a spark and a refocus, and especially on those items that I mentioned. You know, financial planning is a big one. And the financial planning thing here is, you know, the system is excellent. And I really don't do any social media. I hardly do any marketing. So that's like my big push here. And I felt like I would be supported well in those areas.
That's great. And I'm glad to hear that you're starting to leverage social media. I know many of our advisors are starting to pivot more in that direction as well, in terms of marketing their teams and reaching a new type of client. Tell me a little bit more about the financial planning component at UBS. We have our wealth planning associates who sit locally in our market areas. I know you're in Jericho, New York, so you've probably got a wealth planning associate that's local that works with you and many other teams across the market. We certainly have our advanced planners who work on our $25 million plus ultra high net worth clients. But how have you leveraged those financial planning resources, and why, maybe give an example of how that's made a big difference in your practice?
So here, I recently just did a plan. Actually, yesterday I worked on a plan and I entered the information myself. This is the first time that I've done it myself, and it was super user-friendly. And then at the end, though, I didn't like the results, so I was able to call Sandrea. She jumped on the phone with me. She can access the plan on her system, and she helped me. And so then I was able to present the plan. This was really just not a full presentation of the client. He was just wanted to know how much he could afford in a mortgage. And so she helped me get to that number, and then we'll do like a full presentation sometime down the road. But that was super helpful. And then also fairly recently, I had a couple that live in California, and we did a Zoom presentation of their FGA. And Sandrea went through the whole thing, and she was super helpful. I just don't feel that I'm just not a certified financial planner, and I don't feel comfortable making that full presentation. I want to be on the call, but she was excellent, and I will totally use her to do many, many more of them.
Now, that's fantastic. And I know more and more advisors are becoming CFPs, but you're not alone. We've gotten that feedback quite a bit that the wealth planning associates who actually can create and then deliver those financial plans to clients, it's a big help to the FAs, both from a time standpoint and an expertise. So that's fantastic. I'm glad to hear that.
It's a great leverage over time. I highly recommend that. It's been really good for me.
Terrific. You also mentioned that focusing more on the high net worth is something that has been an opportunity here at UBS for you to focus on more so maybe than you had been able to previously at Wells Fargo. What resources at the firm are you using to really hone in on the high net worth client base, which is where our sweet spot is here at UBS?
I feel like when I joined here that the distribution of information and product ideas is, for whatever reason, just better. And so that was, again, my focus for coming to UBS. And so I have relied on people who come to the office, but then also yesterday there was an alts meeting. So I went to the meeting, and Jim Miller does a lot. Steve Garvey, I think his name is Garvey, maybe. Mm-hmm. He has been really helpful. And so I just rely on that group, and they've really been great in responding. There's never a delay. I can get information right away. And it seems like it's a super simple process too, because I've done some private equity since I've been here, and that's worked out really well so far.
Terrific. So if I can maybe paraphrase all of that and simplify that down, it sounds like it's really the access to a broader suite of products, the speed at which things are able to be done for you and your high net worth clients, and the education, whether it's structured products, alternatives, any of our product areas, the education that they're able to provide to help you feel more confident in delivering those to clients.
Yes, yes, that's very well said.
I love it. I love it. Now, tell us a little bit about when I talk to advisors about joining UBS, one of the biggest fears that they have is the actual transition of their book. You don't know which clients are going to join you. You hope they all join you, but there's surprises along the way. And then the fear of, will I actually be able to use this as an opportunity to bring over all my clients and then grow? It can be terrifying and actually paralyzing in some cases to advisors. Tell us a little bit about the actual transition of your book and that experience.
So, you know, the transition is always tough because there's so many rules about what you're allowed to bring with you. And ultimately, it's the client's choice whether they want to come or not. But you have to navigate those rules. So when I first came, the first week is pretty important. And in my case, I would say that it was less than ideal, but the result was really, really good. This is the best transition I've had in any move I've made. And I did not miss a beat. I did growth 23 over 22. You know, I had growth in my practice. It really uncovered lots of new assets, things like that. You know, there's lots of bumps along the way. Like, I have good tips for people if they were going to make this transition. But I would have to say that outside of the first 2 weeks, 2 to 3 weeks, it was very smooth. And every client came, which, you know, I'm always thinking nobody's ever going to come. It's like my fourth time doing this. No one's coming. But they all came and they all seemed to be very happy with UBS. So yeah, my transition was really, really good. And when I went from Morgan to Wells, my production dropped probably 30%.
Ouch.
And then I had to grow from there. Yeah. And it was part of our lack of due diligence going there. Lots of reasons behind it, not necessarily anything that I did wrong. But this one was just really smooth. And for me to have growth year over year, even after transitioning, you know, I just thought that was a home run.
That is remarkable. Remarkable. I mean, listen, the first year is always the toughest in terms of just working your tail off to make sure the clients come over. So for you to, in the first year, have had every client join and have had growth, truly remarkable. But I got to ask, because you kind of let the cat out of the bag on this one. What are those tips? What is the real secret sauce for how you had every client join and then grow up on top of it. Give me like 2 to 3 tips that if I was going to join UBS, you would say, this is how you become ultra successful in the transition.
My tips are really more in how you handle the packages, how you handle sending things out to clients, like that kind of a thing. Just in terms of the way I spoke to clients, you know, it's really about my relationship with clients. And I think that's most advisors. You know, if you have a good, strong relationship with the client, they're going to want to come with you rather than try to establish a new one. I mean, there's no transition that's going to go 100% smooth. You're always going to have this type of headaches. So if you can just sort of head some off at the pass, it's a good thing. But yeah, my transition was really strong and I'm just happy about it because now I really want to grow the business and I want to build this team. And I'm not like spending a lot of time trying to get back to where I was. I'm in full growth mode now.
Terrific. Well, good for you. That is amazing. And I think a big success story that a lot of advice, you might be opening yourself up to many calls from potential recruits asking what to do to make sure it's a very successful transition.
Oh, I'm happy to help.
So now that you've been at UBS for maybe almost 2 years, I'm sure the honeymoon phase has worn off. What have been some of the most pleasant surprises that you did not expect when you joined?
One of the things that's really nice is there's a lot of very successful advisors in this branch in Jericho, and they're willing to help, which I think is great. And I just think it's impressive. I feel like a piker sometimes, and that's a good thing because I have, you know, now I have good aspirations. One thing that I love, the mortgage department, that's been really, really good. And I totally was skeptical about that when John Houlihan was talking to me about the mortgage department. I'm like, John, I'm going to lose all this mortgage business at Wells or the best mortgage company. You're telling me UBS is good. And I'm telling you, they're probably not going to be good. And then that was complete opposite. I've had several mortgage situations already and the SBLs. And, you know, Dan Scheinthal has been a great resource for me. And the mortgage process has been great. The relationship pricing is great. It's competitive. And that was really huge because I definitely thought I was going to lose business there. And it was one of the things that was a little bit holding me back because I did do a fair amount of business in mortgages. The FGA, I think the financial goals analysis program is so good. Just it's easy to use. And then just being able to use Sandrea Brooks is great. And I really just, as I mentioned earlier, the structured products and the AI, you know, just the distribution of information is really good. So now we're doing treasuries and other things. So that's been a very positive surprise. And the online services, I have to say, I mean, it would be just torture to try to call online services and prior firms. And when you call here, you get somebody very knowledgeable. They're really good. It's fast and the client gets help. And so that's been really good also.
That is fantastic. And I hope our internal partners from those groups are listening to this because that's a big shout out to them for all the white glove service and attention that they strive for every day.
Yeah, that's been really good.
Fantastic. Well, I got to say, I'm really impressed, Tonia. I hope this doesn't come across in the wrong way, but so often the first year, first 2 years, the advisor is just, you know, swimming in paperwork and trying to make sure that they bring over their book of business. And I just have to say, and I would commend you for not only successfully transitioning, but being so intellectually curious and leveraging so many resources that the firm has to offer. It's not often until the second year sometimes when our recruits will start to open their eyes to all the other possibilities at UBS. And it sounds like you've been able to do that in a very short period of time, which I'm sure is one of the key drivers in accelerating your growth here. So congrats.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, my assistant, Caroline, is so important to have, you know, people supporting you, and she's amazing. So when we got here, the first week, you know, we had our transition team, but she really knows the clients. So as soon as she got up to speed, she was doing a lot of the work. And that was so helpful in getting everyone here and set up and, you know, ACHs and monthly payments, you know, all those details that are really important to clients. I always say that customer service is the number one driver of client retention and client satisfaction. So that worked out really well. And then, yeah, then that gave me the opportunity to focus on other things really quickly. So that's been really good.
Super, super. Okay. So last question in our lightning round before we end this podcast, give me a piece of advice. If I'm an advisor at another firm, what would be the advice that you would give to somebody else at another firm contemplating making a move to UBS? One piece of good advice.
I mean, I think it's all about your due diligence. You know, the firms want you to do the dog and pony show. And I really think that you have to do it. You have to go through it. You have to really dig deep and you have to ask a lot of questions. You have to consider the things that bug you at your current firm and find out if that's going to bug you at your new firm. And for me, it's really, I would have advice for advisors coming. I probably can't give because of the rules of it. But yeah, I think really it's just your due diligence and making sure that you have the support that you need from your own assistant. Like my assistant, Caroline, didn't come with me. I don't think I could have done it. So that's really important. I think it would be harder if you came and then somebody here was, I guess that could work out well also. But I guess my biggest piece of advice is really just make sure you do the due diligence that's necessary because it will make your life so much easier when you're here. You come with eyes wide open and that would make your transition much smoother.
Fantastic. Really good advice. And honestly, not enough advisors do that. And you're right. It's so important to do the due diligence to make sure that when you do come over, if you're really focused on having a successful transition, making sure that you've done the homework upfront with UBS or any other firm for that matter, to make sure that when you do come over, you go in eyes wide open and have a successful transition.
Yes, I agree. I think it's really important. And you're right. And that was our issue going into Wells from Morgan. We just didn't do a great job with that. So I learned from that, obviously. And, you know, so this time worked out so much better.
Wonderful. Well, Tonya, thank you so much for joining us today. It's such a pleasure to be with you. And thanks for sharing such great tips and advice with our potential recruits who are looking to join from Wells Fargo or from other firms. I said this earlier, but I think you are going to be opening yourself up to many calls from people who want to hear some tips and tricks to be ultra successful in their transition. So thank you for joining us. Pleasure to be with you.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it. And yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you so much to all of our listeners for joining us in this open conversation. I hope you found it helpful as you continue to explore the possibilities here at UBS. To hear more stories from advisors who have recently joined UBS, you can visit our Financial Advisor Experience Hub at www.ubs.com/advisor recruiting. I also would encourage you to have a live consultation with advisors who have recently joined us from your current firm to answer additional questions you may have. To schedule a confidential consultation, visit our Financial Advisor Experience Hub again. That address is www.ubs.com/advisor recruiting. Have a great week, and until next time, your host, Emily. The material presented in this podcast has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. It is intended to be educational in nature. It is not an advertisement, nor is it a solicitation or any offer to buy or sell any financial instruments or to participate in any particular trading strategy, nor should it be viewed as such by the listener. UBS AG or its affiliates and its employees are not affiliated with any third-party speakers mentioned. None of UBS or its representatives is suggesting that the recipient or any other person take a specific course of action or any action at all in response to this podcast. By accessing and listening to this podcast, the listener acknowledges and agrees with the intended purpose described here and disclaims any expectation or belief that the information constitutes investment advice or a solicitation of any kind. Any financial instruments or services described in this podcast may not be eligible for sale in all jurisdictions or to certain categories of investors. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients, UBS Financial Services, Inc. offers investment advisory services in its capacity as an SEC-registered investment advisor and brokerage services in its capacity as an SEC-registered broker-dealer. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct. They differ in material ways and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. It is important that you understand the ways in which we conduct business and that you carefully read the agreements and disclosures that we provide to you about the products or services we offer. For more information, please review the client relationship summary provided at ubs.com/relationship summary or ask your UBS financial advisor for a copy. Copyright UBS 2023, all rights reserved. The key symbol and UBS are among the registered and unregistered trademarks of UBS. UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS Group AG, member of FINRA and SIPC.